This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Don't fuck it up. You're inside Macy's home, fixing the sink in the kitchen. Everything's normal for now. You're on the floor, knelt down, just hoping Macy will come in the kitchen, give you a nice chance to check out her body, to be on the floor on your knees in front of that 11-year-old beauty. She really caught your eye in the backyard. You weren't expecting it, were you? To be so turned on, aroused, and intrigued by an underage girl, a little girl, because Macy sure does have that innocent look, that underdeveloped look, although you can tell you study her developing curves, just barely there. And you can't stop thinking about her. This handyman, mindless work isn't helping. It's not helping to get your mind off Macy's 11-year-old body. How sexy she looked, moving her body and dancing outside. How just a peek of the small of her back triggered so many fucking thoughts. How smooth and hairless her body must be. How inexperienced an 11-year-old would be, wondering if your next door neighbor, Macy, spent her time at night discovering her underage developing body. If Macy has learned how to touch herself. Has she had her first orgasm? Does she look in the mirror, looking at her budding tits? Her adorable, petite little pussy. Thinking about sex. Thinking about boys. All you know is that you are hooked. And you can't get your mind off this little girl. It's like a crush, but so much more different, because you know in your mind you have no chance with her. She's 11 years old. But that won't stop you. You're already thinking about going back home when you're done, taking your dick out and rubbing and stroking it. Thinking about what it would be like to lay Macy down and discover her sweet virgin body. How those budding preteen tits must look, what her skin must taste like, what it would be like to kiss that young, innocent mouth. what it would be like to peel every layer of clothing from her and practically worship an 11-year-old's body. Or even what it must be like to make little Macy quiver and come near head, buried between her legs, sucking, suckling, licking, and tasting her virgin, creamy 11-year-old pussy. You're addicted. You can't even stop thinking about her. You have my voice inside of your mind painting these images when you could so easily think about bills, work, finding a girlfriend, not thinking about some unattainable but sexy little child. Just, you're waiting for her to come in the room to walk through the kitchen and give you a nice view. I mean, it's harmless, right? You don't want to hurt Macy. I know that another part of your voice, not my voice, wants to tell you that this is wrong. This is fucked up. Stop it. But I say, what's wrong? There's no harm in, you know, being a stereotypical pervert. I mean, surely most men would find Macy sexy. You're just looking at her. It's not like you're gonna sneak into her room and force your cock all over that delicate virgin skin. I mean, we can think about that later when you have alone time, but fuck it. Stare all you want. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Yeah, it's fine. Shit. There she is. Here's your moment. Act normal. Macy's walking into the kitchen. She opened the fridge door. Look. Now's your chance. Look. Oh my fucking God. She's wearing the shortest of shorts. Keep looking. Check out Macy's 11-year-old ass. Fuck, you can see the shape of her tiny little ass cheek. Look at that. You can fucking see it. You're on the ground. You're looking up at her. It's like that adorable preteen ass. It's just sitting there so firm and tight. My goodness, the curve of that tiny little ass cheek. Oh, I bet you want to kiss it, don't you? Like just trace your tongue between that spot where her ass and thigh meets. My goodness. Look at the way those shorts just barely dig into her adorable little butt cheeks. She is the sexiest thing you've ever seen. As she stands on her tippy toes, reaching up for that top shelf. She couldn't be any more perfect. The way her long, lanky, smooth legs look. I mean, look at those baby hairs on her legs. A young girl. I mean, you've never looked this closely at a young girl. She's got tiny little baby hairs that have been growing on her skin since she was little. I bet you're thinking, oh, I wonder if hair has started growing yet. Right there on her mound, Surely not. She's just 11 years old. God, look at her little ass cheeks, though. Quick, turn around. Turn around. She's done in the refrigerator. Get back to working on the sink. There you go. But I know you can see in the corner of your eyes. Macy just situated herself to sit on the counter while she eats yogurt right there. Look from the corner of your eyes. Don't make it obvious. She's distracted. She's looking at her little tablet. Oh my God, look at her. Look at the way her legs are dangling off the counter. I bet you wish you could crawl over there and just dive your face into her open legs, inhaling the sweet scent, an 11-year-old girl. I bet she tastes so fresh, so sweet. Look closer now. You can see the shape of her little child vagina area, the spot where her thigh meet her pelvic area. Look at it now. She's not looking. Stare into the open legs of the sexiest little girl you've ever seen. Try to look up her shorts. Maybe you can see what color panties she's wearing. My goodness. You're practically drooling, thinking about what's inside those little shorts. What if she's not wearing panties? My God, what if she's not wearing panties? Oh, no, she is. You can see it. You can see the lining of her panties, can't you? What you wouldn't give to take those in your hand. Steal them, smell them, rub them against your cock. Surely you can find a way while you're inside this home to steal those panties. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not hurting her. I mean, you're stealing something, but whatever. You're going to find a way to steal her panties because I know. You want to take the fabric of those panties where Macy's 11-year-old child pussy sits and sweats and perhaps even leaks out a little bit of child pussy juices, maybe a little pee. And I know you want to rub that against yourself. You want to taste it, smell it. Lose yourself in it. Come on that fabric. Shit, turn around. Here comes her mom. Everything's cool. Everything's good. I think mom must have noticed what you were doing. She definitely did. Definitely did. She's standing in front. In your view, in front of Macy, she caught you. But it's okay. I mean, you can always brush it off. You weren't doing anything wrong. It's fine. Breathe. It's okay. Just keep the idea of Macy's puffy, bald, pussy lips. Just keep that in your mind. Let me distract you. It's fine. Shit. That was close. But it's okay. I guess let's just play it cool and finish fixing the sink. But we might can have some more fun later because remember, Macy's mom wanted you to look at the washing machine in the laundry room. So maybe we'll get some more time with Macy. I wonder where Macy is. You're in the laundry room. You've got a good idea of the layout of this home. Let's just pay attention. I saw a closed door, probably Macy's. Yeah. I wonder what the inside of her bedroom is like. I wonder if that adorably sexy little girl is rubbing herself already. Maybe even humping a pillow, humping stuffed animals. Holy fuck, can you imagine? That adorable little ass we got to look at earlier, completely bare, right on top of a pillow. Or what that hairless pussy would look like, spread out on a pillow. How those puffy, bald little lips would just open up so she could rub her little clit against the fabric. Wait a minute. Do you hear that? Do you hear someone's in the bathroom across the hall? Play it cool. Play it cool. Somebody just started the shower. Let's get a look. Let's get a look out there quietly, carefully. We can't risk it because I'm pretty sure that the mom knows you were checking out Macy earlier in the kitchen. Let's look. Okay, whoever it is, they're in the shower. If it's Macy, oh my God. Oh my God, you're going to know that there's a naked 11-year-old that you think is so gorgeous across the fucking hallway. Let's look, let's look. Oh, wow. The bathroom door is open. If it's Macy or if it's her mom, that mom was, I think she was flirting with you earlier. I really do. So maybe this is her way of flirting if it's the mom. If it's Macy, maybe she doesn't realize you're in here. Wait, look. Look on the ground in front of the bathroom door opening. Do you see that? Do you see that? That's Macy. Those are the shorts she was wearing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look. That's her panties. Those are her panties. We're going to get them. No matter what, don't listen to any other voice. Listen to me. No one will know that you stole those panties. I mean, Macy might be confused, but fuck it. She probably doesn't even notice. She probably will take those clothes and put them in a hamper. Grab those fucking panties right there, those floral cotton panties. Come on, do it, do it. We want those panties. You want them. You want to smell them. You want to touch them. You want to taste them. You want to rub Macy's panties on your dick. Come on, just be quiet. Look, look, the mom's nowhere to be found. Just get over there, bend over, get the panties, and go back in the laundry room. You can do it. Go, 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 go. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hurry up. Hurry up. We can hear the mom walking. Come on. Hurry up. You did it. I told you you could do it. Mom just missed you. She didn't catch you. She didn't catch us. It's fine. Get back in the laundry room. Put the panties in your pocket. Holy shit. I want you to think about something, okay? Busy yourself. Make yourself look busy in case mom comes back around. That 11-year-old, sexy, little princess. She is naked right across the hall. You have her panties in your fucking pockets. Holy shit. Here's what we're gonna do, okay? Don't panic. Take a deep breath now. Do it. Take a deep breath. Okay? You're going to act like you're busy, okay? You're gonna get your tool bag and you're gonna move it to the door of this laundry room. And you're going to squat down and act like you're looking for something in your tool bag, okay? And we're going to wait. We're going to wait for Macy to turn off that shower. And you may get to see what she looks like naked. Yeah, I know I have the best ideas. Do it now. Do it now. Get on the ground. Busy yourself. Like you're looking for something. This is your chance. This is your chance to see Macy's perfect, adorable body, completely nude, and you're not doing anything wrong. It's not like you forced her to be naked in front of you. You just happened to see it, okay? There's nothing wrong with this. I mean, it's perfect jerk-off material if you see it. Even if we don't see it, you have enough to jerk off with later. But if you can see her naked body, oh my God, we need to see it. She just turned up the shower. Okay, act busy. You don't want Macy to catch you either, looking. Oh, this is it. This is it. Do you hear the curtain? You hear the curtain? Oh my God, oh my God. You could, that was her arm reaching out for a towel. Shit, she's not going to come out of the shower. Damn it. I wonder if Macy wanted you to know she was in the shower. Surely this little girl, knows to close the door. Maybe not. I mean, she's 11. Look in there. Oh my God, you can see her. Look at Macy toweling off. She's got the towel in front of her body, but oh my God. Oh my God, her wet brown hair clinging to her shoulders. Oh my God, you can see her wet, hairless skin. It's so perfect. It's so fucking perfect. Just look, keep looking. Act like you're busy, but look in the corner of your eye and give small little glances. Oh my God, look at her legs. Look at her legs. Her bending over. If she could just turn around and give us that view of her bending over, I bet you could see her lips, those pussy lips poking through. I can't believe you're getting to see Macy right now, toweling off, practically nude. Just show us more, Macy. Show us more. We want to see more. You want to see this 11-year-old naked. You want to. Oh my God. She just took that towel and put it between her legs, drying off her little pussy. Yes, now she's going to dry off her little bottom. Keep looking, keep looking. You see her flat tummy? Did you see that flat tummy? The shape of her body is so perfect, so pure, so underdeveloped. The dark of her nipples, you're looking at her. You're looking at the sexiest female you've ever laid eyes on. Look at the shape of those budding tits. The dark of her nipples. I know you didn't anticipate that. They're so puffy. They're so perfect. Now, you have everything you need. You have her sweet cotton panties in your pocket. You have the image of so many parts of her body burned into your memory. You are going to jerk out and into your balls so many times over, this sexy little girl. I can't believe it. I mean, just the image now.
the image of her wrapping her towel around her body, tucking it in so it's like a little dress, the small frame of her shoulders, the shape of her body, drying off and combing her hair. She couldn't be any more sexy. And it's fucked up. It is fucked up. She's 11 years old. But it's like the biggest tease. I mean, can you imagine how innocent she would be if you had the chance to like make love to her, to have sex with her? The innocence, the immaturity would be wildly sexy to put those tiny, itty bitty baby tits in your hands and your mouth, to kiss that flat tummy you got a peek of. And my goodness, that tiny, hairless pussy. I know we didn't get a close look, but you saw enough. You're pretty far away, but it was a fucking enough. That was the sexiest body you've ever seen. And I know you want to get your hands all over her, but you have what you need. You're going to go home soon, and you're going to stick those panties right in your face. You're going to smell what an 11-year-old smells like. You're going to put the tip of your tongue right there where her pussy has sat, where she's probably gotten a camel toe. You're going to rub that fabric against your cock. You're going to come for Macy. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. So stop. Don't listen to any other voice. Listen to me. There's nothing wrong with it. You didn't hurt her. You didn't do anything. You just happened to see something. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, yes, you stole her panties, but so what? She probably didn't even notice. Now finish up your job so you can go straight home. Okay.